This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadar أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, who raised the heavens and created the creation. He spread forth the earth and beautified it with vegetation. And He gave us the cycle of the night and day in perfect harmony and alternation. He sent down to us the Quran as the divine book and revelation, and made us the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who shall occupy the praiseworthy station. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran to have taqwa of Him when He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Dear Muslims, in the first verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us comprehensive advice, and one phrase in that verse shall be the summary of my khutbah. Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Come together and cooperate together upon all matters of piety and all matters of good that are pleasing to Allah, and do not come together and cooperate in matters that are evil or in matters that are transgressive. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that as a part of our ummah, we cannot be individualistic, we cannot be solitary, we cannot be selfish. We must come together with other people for bigger causes. We must cooperate in order to do something of substance. One of the greatest sociologists of the ummah, in fact, the founder of sociology, our own Ibn Khaldun, he mentions in his Muqaddimah that mankind by nature are social creatures, that mankind by necessity, they must live in groups and communities. They cannot live by themselves alone in the valleys. We are social creatures. And what that means is that we cannot live on individual level. No, individuals marry and they form families. Families come together, form neighborhoods. Neighborhoods come together, form subsections. Subsections come together, form villages and towns and countries and nations and ummas and entire civilizations. And at each one of these levels, there must be cooperation in order for that particular element to function. At every level, people need to come together. They need to put aside their differences and they need to work for a common good. And our Sharia tells us, our religion tells us that as a part of being Muslim, we need to have higher causes. We need to volunteer and spend time and be a part of a process that is beyond just me, myself, and I. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Come together and cooperate in a manner that is good for things that are good. And we see this in any society and in any corporation and in any movement. You cannot have a corporation that is successful. You cannot have a charity group. You cannot have a masjid or a community except that people have come together for a greater cause. So the khutbah today is a reminder, do not be isolationist. We all have causes that we can volunteer for. We all have projects that we have a passion to do. And our Sharia says, find a project, find a passion, find something that is useful, that is praiseworthy, that is pleasing to Allah, and then come together and work for a greater good. Because, dear Muslims, when we come together and establish something, then truly we are bigger than the sum of our individual parts. Think about that. When a group of people come together, what they can accomplish is something far more than what one person alone could accomplish. Look at this beautiful masjid of ours. Could we have it as a functioning masjid without the group support of so many people with so many different talents? Look at any project, any charity, any NGO, any corporation. There must be a cooperation of talent and of minds and of hard work and of dedication. And each person has a role to play. Each person brings to the pool what he or she has, and then put together, amazing things can happen. And so, as we as well, in our religious lives, we need to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to be a part of the larger picture. Now, what are some of the things that we can do? How can we be a part of the larger picture? In today's khutbah, I will mention three or four points insha'Allah ta'ala. The first two of them, you all know, because we recite this surah every single day. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This is myself, me, myself and I. Those who believe and do good deeds. You must have that as well. But then what's the next part? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. What does tawasi mean? Tawasi means they help one another. Tawasi means they cooperate. Tawasi is not selfishness. Tawasi, you get involved in other people's businesses and affairs in a good manner. How? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. This is one of the ways that we cooperate together as a society. We advise to what is good. We encourage people to that which is the truth. If we see an evil, even if we cannot correct it with our hands, with our tongue, and the least is in our heart, we don't like it. We advise one another to be better. Put together, we strengthen one another. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. We preach the truth. We preach Islam. We preach morality. We preach all of the good manners of Islam. And then, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. We remind one another that indeed patience is a part of life. We remind one another of the difficult times, and that coming together, we give words of encouragement. Times are difficult. تَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. You give a good word. Inshallah, brother, we're going to make it through this. Inshallah, be patient. Allah is going to help us. Words of encouragement when somebody is down. Words of encouragement when somebody is depressed. Family and friends come together. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. You give words that are going to give sabr to the person. Individually, when society gives you tough problems, you're all alone. It might lead to depression. It might lead to very dangerous things. When community comes in, family comes in, friends come in. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They see the problem and they try to solve it by coming together. As they say in English, having a shoulder to cry on, it makes the pain easier to bear. This is what our religion is telling us. We see a problem, we see a sadness, we see a grief. we step up to the plate and we offer our shoulder. Tawasaw bis-sabr, come, we will do in this together. We're going to be patient and Allah is going to help us. So these are two things that the Quran mentions. Number one, tawasaw bil-haq, always preaching the truth. Number two, tawasaw bis-sabr, helping at times of difficulty. And this leads to the third point, which is based upon this as well. And that is, as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا. Whoever helps his brother solve any of the problems of this world, Allah Azza wa Jal will help solve a problem of his in the Akhirah. Beautiful hadith, brothers and sisters. Whoever eliminates a grief, a worry of any brother of his in this dunya, Allah will eliminate his grief on the Day of Judgment. Don't you want to have no grief on the Day of Judgment? Don't you want to be stress-free on the Day of Judgment? This hadith tells us, find a brother or sister in stress and make sure they're out of that stress. Financial issues, time, a comforting word, a shoulder to cry on, any help that you can give to a brother, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, you give that help. Whoever eliminates a problem from his Muslim brother, Allah will eliminate his problems on the Day of Judgment. In another hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever makes his brother happy, Allah will make him happy on the Day of Judgment. You want to be happy on the Day of Judgment? Find somebody sad and cheer him up. He's in a difficult situation. You can do something. Find somebody who is in need of some help and you're able to help. And help doesn't have to be only financial. Help can be a cheerful spirit, a positive attitude, a phone call when they're down. Help can be just doing something small or trivial. They don't have a car. Help them go do their groceries in your car. Something small, but you enter happiness into their life. This is cooperation. This is coming together. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Whoever makes his brother happy, Allah will make him happy on the Day of Judgment. And that's why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best of all of mankind are those that are the most beneficial to the rest of mankind. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of mankind are those who help others amongst mankind. Be helpful, be cheerful, do whatever you can at the individual level, at the neighborhood level, at the family and friends level, at the community level, and if you're able to, at the city and state and nation level as well. Do something useful and Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you in this world and in the next. There are so many incidents from the seerah, so many beautiful stories of the Muslims coming together and accomplishing so much. You cannot accomplish even a fraction of what needs to be done if you are alone. You must have a community, a group of people. You must have like-minded individuals that have a specific goal in mind and they come together to do that goal. In the famous incident of the Battle of the Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, all of the Sahaba had to come together to build that trench in 2 weeks. So much so, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he jumped into the trench himself and he folded up his cloth, his bottom cloth, he folded it up and he started digging himself along with the rest of the Sahaba. That's what you call teamwork. Everybody was doing it. In the incident of Tabuk, when they ran out of food, some people had no food to eat. Do you know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Let everybody bring whatever little that they have. Share, cooperate. So one person brought one date, another person brought just the date seed, another person brought a little bit of milk that they might have had. They put it all together and then the Prophet ﷺ made dua to Allah. And when they showed community spirit, when they cooperated together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that amount and they could eat to their fill. That's what happens when you sacrifice, when you give to others, Allah will give more back unto you. You will not lose being generous. You will not lose giving something for the sake of Allah. Allah will give you back something much more than this. Therefore, dear Muslims, look at the situation we are in and see what you can do to cooperate at a larger level. And as I said, there are multiple levels of cooperation. Don't just suffice with one thing. We come together as families, that is one cooperation. As neighbors, we come together, that is one cooperation. As our masjid, we come together, that is one cooperation. But every one of us should have higher purposes beyond these. What do you want to do with your life? Find a like-minded group of people. Do you like charity? Do you like knowledge? Do you like building something for the next generation? Think long-term, and then find groups of people that have the same vision as you and cooperate together so that inshallah ta'ala, your legacy can be much larger than anything you could have done as an individual person. We conclude the first hadith with the first khutbah with a beautiful reminder that really illustrates this point. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the believer, like all to all of the other believers, are like bricks. They come together and they fortify the wall. And he then put his fingers together like this. Each believer is a brick. And the brick by itself, it might be solid, but it might be weak. But a weak brick, when you put it in a large wall, that weakness is ignored. Nobody cares about that one brick being weak. The weak brick, all of a sudden, is doing something that it could never do. Even a strong brick by itself could not protect a house. It could not protect against an enemy. But when all of the bricks come together, what happens? You build a beautiful structure. You protect, you fortify, you do something much more than what one brick could ever have done. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the believer, like to all of the other believers, is like this one brick that helps together building in that beautiful wall. We want to build something of substance. We want to go beyond just our one life that we have. We want to do something much more productive with this, and that can only be done when we come together and cooperate. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْنِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and implement its halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness, you as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, al-Wahid al-Ahad, al-Samad, al-Ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, wa ba'du. Somebody might say, cooperating with people and being with them exposes me to the worst of society and to the worst of interaction with others, backbiting and backstabbing and slander and this and that. And if I stay at home and if I don't get involved in any project, then alhamdulillah, I've saved myself from all of that politics and all of that conflict. And to that person I say, pay heed to what our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, the believer who mixes with the other believers and is patient at the irritation that they give him is better in the eyes of Allah than the believer who cuts off from the other believers and does not interact and does not have to be patient at their irritations. The believer who interacts with other believers and is patient at what they give unto him. المؤمن الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم. That believer is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the one who is cut off and doing nothing. When you are alone, dear brothers and sisters, when you are solitary doing nothing, how little can you accomplish? In order to accomplish, you need to cooperate. When you cooperate, it has some negatives, there's no doubt. You deal with people of rude tempers. You deal with people who are obnoxious. You deal with people who will slander. That is a part of the parcel. It's a part of the package deal. It's a part of the program. You cannot do something of magnificence all by your own. And our religion teaches us, come together, cooperate, and do something. And if it means you have to interact with some people you don't like, so be it. Put your egos aside. Put your egos aside and come together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, dear believers, remember what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. Allah's hand, Allah's mercy, Allah's blessings is on the group, the community of Muslims. And whoever breaks away is breaking away towards the fire of hell. Allah's hand is over the group. We want to be a part of the group. We want to be a part of that society, a part of that community, a part of that organization. Even if it means there's going to be some negatives, so be it. It is through those negatives, it is by interacting with others that we can truly accomplish something that will be our legacies in this world and in the next. Dear Muslims, each one of us should think about what our passions are and should think about how we can contribute, and especially during this COVID crisis, how much is there to contribute? How many brothers and sisters are in trouble, in grief? How many have financial issues? How many need a word of encouragement? How much charity work needs to be done? We all have something to give, something to give. Let us come together so that we can help the more unfortunate amongst us, so that insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah will bless us with more in this world and more in the next. Remember, dear Muslims, whoever makes his Muslim brother happy, Allah will make him happy on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be happy on that day. Allahumma inni da'in fa aminu. Allahumma la tad'an fi hadhi yawmi dhamman illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farajta, wa la daynan illa qadayta, wa la maridan illa shafayta, wa la asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wa la taj'al fi qulubina غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قال عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروا يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر، وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استغفر الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إيلاف قريش، إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله